Drought-stricken farmers say recent rain hasn't been nearly enough to break the drought, and with so much soil bone dry, there are fears any sudden downpours will wreak environmental devastation by washing away precious topsoil. Here's National Drought Reporter Lucy Barber.
So have a look at this. Every little bit is grazed off.
Normally, Tobias Koenig's organic potato crop would be a bumper, but not this year.
We don't know if we will get any yield out of this.
Much of this crop in Bredbow, south of Canberra, has been eaten by kangaroos, whose usual feeding ground in nearby bushland has dried up. It's another blow for Mr. Koenig and his wife Beatrice in the relentless drought. Last week, they were hanging their hopes on forecast rain, but they only got a few millimetres.
It does nothing in our case with so little rainfall, and it does nothing for all these people who had 100 or 150 because the water will be gone in no time.
Others who also missed out are looking on the bright side.
How beautiful is this grass?
It's so nice.
It just makes it feel so much cooler, doesn't it?
Queensland cattle grazier Wendy Henning and her daughters have made a quick trip from Glenmorgan on the Western Downs to stay with a friend in Brisbane, and they're making the most of lush green grass and long showers.
But it's that actual washing all the dirt and dust out of your hair and having a really good wash, not being, you know, guilty the fact that you're actually using water.
Back home, her two properties only had about 9 millimetres of rain over the past week.
Yes, there has been rain, but they've only been in small pockets. It's not everywhere.
And even when the rain does fall hard, it's not always the break farmers pray for, because it can wash away precious topsoil, which is essential for growing good crops. It worries Tobias Koenig.
We have to dramatically change the way we manage our landscape. Improve ground cover, improve carbon content in the soil. This is a national issue and a national disaster, what's happening right in front of our eyes at the moment.
The Koenigs are surviving this drought because their farm business is diverse and their garlic crop has been successful this year. But they fear for the future of the countryside they rely on.
We're going to lose even more soil, we're going to lose fertility, and we're going to lose the ability of this nation to produce enough crops. And if this continues, all of a sudden we will have a food shortage.
The federal government's in the early stages of developing a trial to support farmers to improve biodiversity on farms. That could include planting trees, sequestering carbon, and producing clean air and water.
Lucy Barber reporting there.